Okay, this is completely no context, but I thought it was funny, so here we go.
No context.
He's recording me now.
What are you doing?
Stop recording me. He's trying to record me
What are you
now.
doing? Stop hitting.
Stop not hitting you.
What
Get the phone out of my
Hey,
face.
what are you
This
doing?
person is Help me, help me. I don't know the address because he just brought me here on a date after
No, I
he
just,
beat me.
you came over here on your
I
own
did
will.
not. I did not.
What are you doing?
Stop it.
Hey,
This
stop.
is what a narcissist does.
What are
Help me, please. I've only lived here for 2 weeks. I don't know this person.
What are you doing?
Stop it. Why are you recording me?
Because you're
I'm
crazy.
like naked in your apartment after you like just woke up and I don't know what happened.
No, I asked you to leave politely and you didn't.
I don't know. He's like putting the phone on me and he has like
She was wearing his t-shirt.
That dude was butt naked in bed and she was right by the exit. Yeah, she really is on the phone with the police. It's not a sketch. You can hear the dispatcher.
Yes.
He's recording me now.
She was at the front door. She came back to him with you.
Yes, with his t-shirt on.
She could get put her clothes and leave.
Yes.
Okay. This is why I tell y'all, careful with your one night stands. Yeah, I mean, you don't know these people. You invite them home. Y'all inviting all kinds of crazy. This is why I tell people I don't do that shit. I don't. I mean, it's a 2-3 dates. If you can't sniff out the crazy 2-3 dates, take 7 dates. Okay? But y'all be letting these random people in your home. They a little bit unstable.
Oh, just by the way, this is not a man-woman thing.
Yup.
It's for everybody.
Yup.
This is for men. This is advice for men.
I was speaking to men specifically, but yes.
The equivalent is for women too. Don't let anybody in your house like that. You don't know who has them screws loose.
Yep.
She woke up in a different person.
She sounded a little bit inebriated still, so it sounds like they had some dinner, they had some drinks. He took her home, smashed the goods, and told her, "Can you leave?" And then she no. She didn't wake up a different person. They woke up, he's like, "Could you please leave?" And then she snapped.
There's some people that don't deal with rejection.
Yeah,
Again,
or feel like, oh,
that's man and woman.
Or
so.
She might have just realized what it is. You know what I mean? She might have realized, like, oh, this guy don't want me. He's just trying to smash.
He's just trying to smash, right?
Yeah. This is what I call, this is what I call when somebody masturbates inside of you and you realize, like, oh, you were just a reciprocal. Yeah, that's what that was.
Don't invite crazy to your house.
Definitely don't invite crazy. But, you know.
Sometimes you don't know. And sometimes you really don't know.
Yeah. And it's like one of the spur of the moments that sound more exciting than it is. But genuinely speaking, like, first off, genuinely, in those kind of situations, the sex is almost always horrible. Almost always. And then also.
You mean to tell me that this is not going to be great?
Yeah.
Fucking take me now.
I mean, hygiene's going to be a little bit off. You know, people drinking, sweating, rubbing up and things. So it's going to be a bit off.
If they went to the bathroom, they don't wipe properly because they don't wipe properly. So that's
And then the breath, you know, if they're not hydrated, a little bit dicey, you know. And then the morning is just always awkward because people are a little bit more sober. So it's just, hey.
This came from a place of truth.
Yeah. I can only say I've done it twice in my life. I would never do it again. Okay. But, you know, he better be careful. Because this is one of them, he said, she said, and honestly, this camera, even though people are like, oh, this is a smoke, it's nothing. She could say before the camera started rolling, he hit her. She could say whatever the fuck she wants. And you don't want to be caught up in a he said, she said, because even though that's not the best evidence.
Especially with the cops.
Yeah, it just takes one wrong thing. Maybe you were too rough with her in bed. Maybe it was this or that. And that could be enough for you to be catching a charge.
Amber Heard is a occurring thing.
I mean, this is definitely way different, but I get what you're trying to say. Like, is she a liar kind of thing? Yeah. So, and then also for ladies, like, you know, you guys can call it slut, whatever, the shame thing, because I just gave the same advice to dudes, but yeah, it's an even riskier prospect for you ladies.
Yes.
Because y'all the ones who generally disappear after these events.
Yes.
Y'all the ones who get stuffed in suitcases and get sent floating down the river like a message in a bottle.
Y'all need to be extra careful.
Yeah.
So why don't you just say that man to be extra nice? Yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure all the criminals watching this are taking the advice and taking notes.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah.
The crazies are really going to go, shit, my bad, I really went crazy on that. Sorry about that.
Listen, I tell people, you got to understand your own circumstances and protect yourself. So I tell black dudes, if you're with a white girl, be aware. Sorry, you just got to be aware. It's a thing. And I'll tell women, if you a man, you got to be aware. And if that's victim blame, whatever, okay, cool, whatever. I'd rather you be alive than I'd be virtuous. Me watching this video, like she puts his hands on him multiple times.
Ébite chez nous.
What are you doing?
Just stop recording me.
What are you doing? Stop
hitting. Stop not hitting you. Get the phone out of my face. Hey,
what are you in my house. Leave.
It don't matter.
No, it don't matter. But leave. Get your shit. That's what telephone. If you were that afraid, you would try to scramble or leave or whatever you are.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to do that. No. Trying to look for your pants or panties or whatever or not. Or just telling the person to stop recording. That everything is wrong in that video.
There was this video of like this streamer, and he's like, I think he's like streaming with this white girl. And the guy's like, yo, listen, if you put your hands on me again, I'll punch you in your face. And she looks at him, she's like, do it. I'll call the cops. And I'll put on the best story you ever heard. Mm-hmm. And who are they going to believe? And you see the guy quiet.
Yeah.
You saw it?
I saw that.
Stop looking at my phone.
So if I slap you right now, are you calling the cops?
First of all, okay, as soon as you reach to try to slap, I box. So I know when to leave some shit.
Who are the cops going to believe, me or you? Okay, so please stop and slap.
And you see the guy get quiet. And she's like, you know, I tell a good story. And he's like, well, it's on camera. He's like, it don't matter.
The only thing that's going to help you is witnesses.
I got my sister right here.
Because I'm putting on the best fucking sob story I could ever put on in my life.
It's on stream, dickhead.
I was like, damn. It probably does matter. But it was just like, you could see it in his head start to clock in like, oh, yeah, this is the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I think you got to be aware of what you're messing with.
If someone that like does stuff like that don't respect boundaries, I can never really chill with that person or be like that, especially to that extent. It's like, okay.
That's how you move?
That's how you move. Yeah. That's the, okay, yeah, we'll never, yeah. We can never be.
Yeah.
How much do you want your wedding to cost?
My thing is not a cost thing. It just needs to
say the number. We know. Come on.
I want two weddings. I want one here and I want one abroad in South Africa.
Okay. So you've roughly done the costings roughly.
I haven't done the cost.
But roughly.
Probably like 600K. Probably even. Probably like.
What currency are we talking about?
Pounds.
That's definitely 1.23 Canadian.
You're gonna be alone.
Yo, that's crazy.
You're gonna be alone. You're going to be alone.
My girl said, hold up. You gotta appreciate this comment because look how it started.
My thing is not a cost thing. It just needs to
say that up, but we know.
My thing is not a cost thing. Yeah, that's easy to say when you don't gotta pay the 1.2 billion. Anybody who made that money would not be this comfortable saying 1.2 million for a wedding.
I want a wedding here and one abroad.
I mean, that's not that abnormal. Because, like, let's say if you and your partner live in the North American context or Western context and a lot of your family's in the other country, it's actually really normal to do.
600K.
Like I said, two weddings is not crazy. 600K is crazy.
What currency are we talking about?
Pounds. Probably, 500K.
Wedding.
400K.
Wedding.
350.
Wedding.
How much?
You're trolling me.
100K is great. Very much more common, but still.
300K is a whole house.
It's
a whole house. It's a 2-3 bedroom house.
How much?
You're trolling me.
Why am I going down?
You're trolling me.
How much did it cost?
A wedding.
Yeah, my dress, my bridesmaids, my car, my people, my hair, like my ring.
All those things are yours. None of those things you're paying for. That's crazy.
That's crazy. You said my bridesmaids.
It's like,
that's such a crazy number.
you're still in your head with that. And I think there's a lot of girls, even guys that are like that, whatever. In your head, you're still a little girl.
Yeah.
You're still a little girl that wants her prince and her castle. I want to live in a castle, knowing damn well that the chance of that happening are none. But good on you. If that's what makes you live another day, you believe that, boo-boo.
The reason why I know she a little girl is because she don't make no money. Because if she made money, she would never say that shit.
100%.
She's used to other people providing for her. That's it. That's why she don't understand why her number's ridiculous.
I saw.
And she was dropping it too. She went 300, 600, 500.
She don't know. She don't know. She don't know.
Come on, accept something. Like, this girl's goofy as fuck.
And it's really not what's in the wedding that matter, because all the things that she said, you could have that for under 100K.
You could have that.
It's just the amount of money that is just, it sounds lavish, it sounds nice. So I saw a clip of this kid crying, and it was his mom recording the kid, and the kid just received his first check, and he just learned about taxes, and he was crying. Understand?
Show me the video.
Come on, man. He got his first check. First check ever in life, boy.
Because he was expecting to wait.
Why your face like that, JoJo?
Probably the taxes. It's probably taxes.
Would you expect him more?
Because you're 18.
JoJo.
Yeah.
Where are you going, man?
So if I earned that, why can't I get him?
Because you have to take out federal taxes.
You pay taxes for everything, JoJo.
You lucky ain't no state taxes.
Listen, they take out.
And he just. What happened? Taxes!
Where's all your money gone, Daddy?
Taxes.
9,
10, 11.
When you start to. And I had a moment like that. Damn. When I had my first job and I went to see the human resources with my check and it's like, yo. There's a couple of money missing on my check. No, everything is there. Well, how come I work this and that? And the lady went, okay. So this is this. This is that. This is that. This is the government. This is the government again. This is that and this is that. They can't do that. Yes, they can. And I went home straight to my mom. My mom was laughing and she's like, yeah.
Welcome to being
here. Yeah. My mom was waiting for this moment. Yeah. That's life. So when I paid shit for you and you don't like it, you ungrateful son of a bitch, you know exactly what it is. Yeah, okay. Exactly. My mom was super. She was having a moment.
Yeah, this girl said free candy.
That's crazy.
Anyways, let us know what y'all think in the comments.